an amulet, but in that rosette lay dread, hard earned over lifetimes. The bound man could not drag his gaze away from it, try as he might. It was that, more than the instruments which hung in their shackles on the rust-flecked wall, more than the odour of old blood which rose from the steel floor, more than the scratch-marked synth-leather bonds that held him tightly in his metal chair. The Inquisitor leaned forwards, letting polished gauntlets drop to his lap. He reached down to the belt at his waist and withdrew a long-barrelled revolver. The grip was inlaid ivory, the chamber adorned with a rippling serpent motif. He idly swung the cylinder out, observed the rounds nestled within, then clicked the chamber back into place. He pressed the tip of the muzzle against his subject's temple, observing a minute flinch as the cold steel rested against warm flesh. "I do not wish to use this," the Inquisitor told him softly. "I do not wish to visit any further harm upon you. Why should I? The Emperor's realm, infinite as it is, requires service. You are young, you are in passable health. You can serve, if you live. One more pair of hands. Such is the greatest glory of the Imperium, the toil of unaccountable pairs of hands." The man was shaking.